Steve Hagman, Emergency Management Director, Marathon County.
All right. We had a big storm come through last night, and thankfully not a lot of damage directly to the county.
That's correct.
Why don't you explain what happened with the storm?
It seemed to have formed around 6 o'clock last night. You know, came through, the skies blackened. The Green Bay weather had predicted earlier in the day we would, you know, attain winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. Possible hail. Looks like we reached the winds based upon the storm damage report that I sent out, you know, with the trees down, some power lines being hit by lightning. But, you know, they didn't predict any more than that. And I think what happened was handled by each community within Marathon County.
What kind of effort goes into tracking a storm while it's going on like that?
Green Bay weather can request storm spotters, and the storm spotters did deploy. And so for people that aren't familiar with storm spotters, they receive specialized training from Green Bay Weather. And the group that does that for Marathon County and some of the surrounding counties are the HAM operators. So they're called Aries RACES, is some acronym for them. They deploy out. They're trained how to deploy, how to view the clouds, how to interpret what they're seeing. They see hail, they measure it. They'll go to different locations in the county, record wind speed, what they're seeing, what types of clouds they're seeing, and they're conveying that real time through the Skywarn system to assist Green Bay Weather in helping their prediction center.
Why is it important to keep an active look at what's going on during one of these storms for you and the emergency management department?
Well, from an emergency management standpoint, depending on what we're seeing to the east of us, we might do a partial or full activation of our emergency operations center just so that we're in place if we know a large storm's coming through. The storm yesterday wasn't predicted to be very large, so then it really kind of becomes a one-person effort on my part, and I monitor all the radio channels, county fire, Wausau fire, the local police departments, sheriff's department, and I scan those channels to hear what type of damage is coming in. If I feel that there's a lot of damage and heavy damage, then I'll make a decision to activate the Emergency Operations Center to assist with the communities that are having to go out and maybe clear some wood or respond to people that have had damage to their homes or injuries.
Lightning strike initiated a fire which burned down a house. That's not exactly a common thing here in Marathon County.
No, it isn't. But it's happened twice now. We had one 2 weeks ago in Weston when the lightning actually didn't hit the home and the home wasn't being lived in. So it was a vacant home. But the lightning hit a tree in the front yard. And the best that the fire department could determine is that electrical strike from the lightning went into the ground and somehow got into the home and heated the wiring in the walls and set the fire to the home. That was kind of unusual, but it doesn't happen very often. So I'm kind of surprised that we've had two.
For people who are wondering more about emergency management, is there a place they can go to on the county website to learn more about you?
Well, actually, readywisconsin.gov is where I really recommend people to go. There's some great resources there on how to prepare for different types of events, whether it's a tornado, ice storm, winter weather. They have forms to fill out, checklists, you know, how much food you should have in the home, how much water. People need to understand that during a storm, they need to be able to be self-sufficient for 72 hours, because that might be how long it takes officials to get to them. We're pretty lucky in Marathon County. We have a lot of great volunteer fire departments and full-time departments that are able to respond quite quickly, but depending on road damage and what's closed down, people need to be prepared to be able to be self-sufficient.